Yes, it's a Science Patrol, your Ultraman podcast. And now the hosts of Science Patrol, Rich Conroy and Pat Rooney.
Hello and welcome once again to the Science Patrol, your Ultraman podcast. My name is Rich Conroy. With me, as always, the lovely and talented Mr. Patrick Rooney.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Pat, how are you doing on this snowy Saturday morning?
It's actually rather warm for as much snow as we got.
Yep.
And it's supposed to get to 50 by Thursday.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is crazy.
Good. We'll all get sick.
Exactly.
Nothing like a rapid temperature change to help one's immune system.
It was 50 a couple days ago, and it's going to be 50 a couple days from now, and it snowed 6 inches last night. Great.
Yeah, it was like we got, like, what, like 5 the other day, and I think we got 8 last night, it dude. Depends. I think it's bigger than 6. Like,
it's a lot.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, it's very light and fluffy snow.
Yeah.
The other snow that we got wet was heavy.
Yeah, wet and annoying.
This one's very light and fluffy, which is good.
Yeah, so that was the weather. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
This is what we do.
So, right off the bat, and we're idiots, and I'll tell you why. We forgot to mention in one of the episodes last week, the one that had Steven Seagal's daughter in it.
No, you mentioned it.
No, but there's an additional thing. Right at the beginning, we see kids playing in a sandbox, and they're fighting with a giant Godzilla and a giant Gamera toy.
I didn't notice
that. Yeah, the two kids just banging the crap out of each other. They're like, bam, bam, bam. And I'm like, oh, that's money, 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 stop, money, money. Those big vinyl toys are expensive, you jerks. God. But yeah, and I know that people will have heard last week's episode and then we'll have
commented on it.
Just so you know, we're actually ahead of you on that because we're like 2 weeks behind in posting stuff we've recorded. We've got what we call a backlog, which is kind of fresh.
It is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It doesn't happen very often. So we're going to talk about right now The Pursuit at Supersonic Speed.
Yes.
The 12th episode of Ultraman Max, September 17th, 2005 or March 6th, 2017 here in the United States.
Yes.
Shusuke Kaneko also directed this episode. Jiro Kaneko. I pronounce it with the H because I'm used to Spanish at work.
That's fine.
And Kaneko-san, of course, also did these special effects.
Very nice.
The Bad Scanners release an album, which is a monster target. Max is unable to defeat the new monster, but Dash has a plan. That's our TV guide.
And can you give the name of this band again?
Bad Scanners.
Okay.
Or The Bad Scanners.
Now, my question really is...
One, it's a terrible name for a band.
Yes. But is it a real band, or did they just do all of this nonsense for this particular episode?
Well, here's what I was
guessing.
I did research today.
Okay.
The track is available on Spotify.
Okay.
In Japan only, and it is on the Ultraman Max Volume 2 soundtrack.
Oh!
So, it doesn't mean it's a real band. It could just be Loudness or whoever. It didn't look like anybody I recognized. It's a perfectly fine song. The first thing I did was I immediately went to eBay
to see
if I could purchase that CD. It was a real album.
I gotcha.
Right? And I was like, all right, let's see if we can get this. I'm sure it'll be a Japanese CD. I'm sure it's $147 because they have to be.
In Japanese.
Yeah, that's how it works. Oh, is that a print in Japanese? Forget it.
Exactly.
Yeah, either that or it wasn't popular and it'll be 48 cents.
Yeah, there's no in between. Mm-mm. There's no, it's a dollar, so here you go. It's either 10 cents or $100.
Yo, it's either under $10 or it's over 100.
Yeah.
Nothing in between, unless it's currently in print, in which case it is $49.
There you go.
Every time.
Good Lord, that's insane.
I would like the soundtrack for the movie from Up on Poppy Hill. It's great. It's ragtime. It's,
all right.
It's a good time. It's bloody expensive. Great. But yeah, what I love is when it opens up, we see this beautiful shot of a jet contrail.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, that looks great. The immediate next shot is the CG plane. I'm like, and that looks terrible.
Yes.
It goes from, oh, that's pretty, oh.
And quickly.
Yeah.
And that was the thing I really noticed with this particular episode.
Yeah.
The CG was so bad. Now I get it's the time.
Yeah,
2005.
Yes, 2005 really CG.
Television
right. budget. Right.
So it's not going to be great. But the thing I always say is, if you're going to use it in really quick snippets so it's not noticeable at that time.
And here's the just thing, though. In 2005, that was probably like, wow, look what we can do.
Yes.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Didn't even have to build that for realsies.
Exactly.
Yep. You know, meanwhile, there's a guy in the model shop like, I know we didn't build it for realsies. Like, he's all sad.
Yeah. Listen, you're taking away his job.
Yeah. He's like, no, you got other stuff to me. I'm tired of buildings. So what it is Dash is testing the Dash Bird beta.
Yes.
With Koba flying over it, flying in it. So it's supposed to be capable of attaining the speed of Mach 8.5.
9.5 even, because I wrote it down.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, the rest of the Dash team are listening to a new band, the Bad Scanners.
Yes.
Until the captain comes in and shuts it off, because it's just noise. It's supposed to have a beat. And who knew that the captain was my dad?
Oh, no, absolutely. I thought that right away. I'm like, oh, so this is the old man of the group. Okay, good enough.
And he's got to be, what, 45?
Not even that. I mean, he's absolutely younger than we are, but he can't be that much older than the rest of the team. He might be early 30s.
No, you look at the man's face.
I'm just saying.
I watch a lot of old movies.
Yes.
And there are people in their 30s. They're like, I'm only 32. And you look at them and you go, yeah. Like, you know, like,
yep. Yep. 32 back like in the day.
The Three Stooges, when they started, were not old men.
I know.
But they looked like they looked old men.
They purposely did it. Like, oh, it's crazy.
Like, Mo was born with that face. I see old pictures of him and you're like, it's still him. It's
still him.
Like, it's still Shemp. Like, I don't know who's scared. Mrs. Horowitz that bad when she was pregnant with those boys. Didn't get curly so bad. She was okay with curly.
Good Lord.
She took it easy.
Exactly.
She was like, well, look at the first two. They're horrifying. She
didn't smoke quite as much.
Yeah, she's like, don't scare me. They're two horrifying gargoyles. We have to incredibly talented gargoyles. So so they're playing they're doing their test. And there's a new monster that comes in that's going even faster.
Right.
Crazy fast.
Yes.
And a connection is lost. And
Koba just disappears. And now the team is worried.
Right. So they go out to look for him.
Of course.
Okay, fine. So they find him in a raft.
In a raft.
Right? So then we're going to commence rescue operations. Did you have the same question I have?
Go ahead.
No.
My basic problem was, without any sort of communication, you're not really finding him in the ocean.
Sure.
But pretend
he shot up a flare. Whatever.
Whatever. Those planes aren't made to hover, so you're not picking them up out of that raft.
Can they or can't they? I don't know.
We haven't seen them hover. They fly.
Yeah, that's true, but we don't know.
They fly, but they don't hover.
Here's the other important question. What I have here, where are you going to put them?
The planes are built for one person.
Two-seater. Where are you going to put them? Just hang onto the wing. We'll fly you back at Mach 4. Okay. It's very cold up here.
Exactly. You're not wrong.
I ate 72 bugs on the way in. It's awful. I don't care for it.
You know what
my pop-up on the wiki is right now?
Go ahead.
For it's interviews for the new Madam Web movie.
I asked the boys if they wanted to see it.
Why would they want to see that? It's from Spum. That is the Sony Pictures universe of Marvel movies.
Right. Copyright it's not the part Weekly of Planet. The,
that's right.
Right. Not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
So they're like, well, not really.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, like, good. Okay. It'll stream someday on something that everyone can ignore.
Oh, it'll be on Disney because
it won't. It's a Sony movie. They will not be on Disney. The only one that'll be on Disney is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that comes later because they always come late to Disney because of the Sony Pictures deal. Sony has to run elsewhere first.
Yeah.
But there's going to be, and you know, people are, they're only putting one Disney movie out this year, Deadpool.
Yes, which is crazy.
I'm happy. Well, they're trying to reduce a little superhero fatigue, right?
Yeah, which is understandable.
So what do the idiots at Sony do? We're putting out three. We're going to put out these Spider-Man adjacent movies, Madam Web, Kraven the Hunter, and Venom 3.
Now, I'm looking forward to Venom 3.
Are you?
I am.
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I like the original one. Second one was okay.
He's going to fight another goo guy. You know he is.
Well, he's got to. I get that. I'm fine with that.
It's all goo guys all the way down.
But Kraven the Hunter, no.
I'm more excited for that. It might be something at least reasonably interesting. I mean, it won't be.
That's my basic problem. Oh, you need a new battery.
Yeah, you need
a new battery.
There
we
go.
Oh, all those two.
Hang on.
Good luck. That needs batteries completely. You have to actually take the connection off. There!
Holy cow.
Bought a new one.
Really loud. Wow.
We bought a new one.
Yeah, we had a new one a while ago. That's really loud. I'm going to put that over here. Probably have to use that as a distance. God.
That was quite loud.
So, yeah. Anyways, back to... You know what? I have clearly attention deficit disorder because that was a very weird aside. Anyways, meanwhile... In the city, the Bad Scanners debut single is being played on a giant, on the Jumbotron, right? So, you got some people grooving, got some people dancing, and here's a crazy thing.
Go ahead.
There's a guy smoking.
I saw that.
In a kid's show.
I saw that. But, again, it's Japan.
Well, not only is it's Japan and it's 2005, so.
Right.
Okay. Smoking. But it's still like.
He lifted his hand up,
and I was like, smoking! That's crazy!
It's still weird to see. Because, I mean, even in the United States in 2005, they weren't really showing smoking unless they were showing bad smoking.
Right, there's some guy being a bad guy.
Right.
Smoking man on the X-Files or something.
And even that's 90s.
Right, that's true.
That's not 2000.
That's right, that's true. But it's funny, like, one of my favorite things about Japanese media is you see... Just the amount of smoking in the amount of places. Because like in the operating room, there's like guys smoking up
an actual chimney.
You know, it's like, this surgery makes me nervous. It's a good thing I have these parliaments. You know?
You're not wrong. Lord.
So they start playing the Not So Bad, the single from Bad Scanners on this giant Jumbotron. And the monster shows up because he's not happy.
Now, I'm going to ask.
Sure.
This song is supposed to attract the monster because it's the enemy of the monster?
Yeah,
or
so like
it
something,
sounds like the monster?
Something the monster...
Doesn't like.
Like, yeah, so like maybe it thinks it's an enemy or threat, like whatever its natural predator is or whatever.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what?
But, yeah. So... See, he goes down and he lights up parts of the city and he blows stuff up.
And that's
a lot of fun.
Really well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Once he landed, he just blew stuff up all over the
place. He was not having it. He was like, all right, I'm here. And, like, just, and what's great is he goes, whenever he shoots the fireball out, he puts his arms out like ta-da!
Yep.
Look, I made fire.
See what I can do?
Yeah. So everybody runs away, so like, well, how is that even happening? So Kaido and Sean theorize that the scanner's music irritates the creature and has the same sonic frequency as the turbo boost engines on the Dashbird 2 or whatever. Well, again, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what we call
the MacGuffin effect.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, my little science brain is sitting there going, it does what now?
Yeah.
It does what now? No, it does not. It doesn't sound like a...
Could it? It could. Sure.
Again.
Yeah.
Sure.
To old people, rock and roll sounds like a jet engine.
We're old people, my friend.
I know, but I mean,
it doesn't sound like...
So what does dubstep sound to you now? Right? It sounds like two modems having sex. Like, I can't... That's it. That's that. I become my father when it comes to like stuff like dubstep, and I'm like, that's just noise. You wouldn't like that. Who wants to listen to this? This is garbage. I become Walter Matthau, like Felix. I'm telling you, it's garbage.
Okay, I got you.
So, okay, fine. So they start. You know, the Dash doesn't know what to do, so they're like, hey, we're going to lure the monster.
Right, because it can fly faster than anything we have.
Yeah, we got to get it on the ground.
We got to get it to come to us.
Right.
So we're going to use this music
right.
to attract the monster.
Right.
And then shockingly...
Mizuki says, oh no, they're having a concert today, their debut concert.
Yes.
At an arena.
Yes. I know.
Now, I know they do things differently in Japan, but...
Debut concerts do not happen at a...
Wow! Race. Maybe they do there. I don't know. Maybe they, like, they're, like, hey, this band comes out...
Smoking hot.
This band is, like, super hyped. Their first concert... They only made... Like, Japan's not huge, and they only play 8 shows a year. Who the hell knows? Like, but, you're like... Well, skip ahead a little bit. They get there, and there's just piles of merch. There's so much merch.
I saw that. The merch table they had. That's the only reason I asked you whether or not like, it's an actual band, because they had so much merch. Posters of each individual guy, shirts, CDs, posters.
I'm like,
everything.
What the what?
Exactly. And I get it. Regular band is gonna sell merch. You go to PNC now.
Your first show. Your first show. You're lucky if you have stickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, it's at either a really crappy bar or someone's barbecue or...
Right.
You know,
where you can go get $100, $200 so that way you can start to build up...
Oh, excuse me. That was done because Pat's clearly never been in a band. You pay for nothing. You don't get paid to play music.
Oh, you don't get paid. You just don't pay for things.
You'd be surprised. Some places make you sell tickets.
I know.
You better bring 25 people at $10 a head.
Well, that was what CBGB's things was.
Well, towards the end. Yes. No, towards the end.
No.
When like the Ramones were playing there,
yeah,
they just played. They didn't have to sell tickets.
What it was, they didn't sell tickets. But I know for a fact what it was, is there would be a cover charge at the door.
Oh, yeah.
The band would get half.
Right.
And Hilly Crystal would get half.
Right, that's normal.
And then, of course, he got all the beer.
But I mean, when you play, like, my old band used to play shows, and they'd be like, you have to sell 10 tickets minimum. All right? Or 20 tickets minimum at $10 a piece.
I gotcha.
After that, we split the tickets with you.
Okay.
So if you sell... 30, then you get half of 10.
I gotcha.
Now, this, we're all the way in the middle of East Jibib, Randolph, New Jersey. It's barely...
If you're getting 30 people, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Anywhere you go, 30 people is a lot, unless people really like your band.
Right. Right.
I wouldn't know this. I had people from work one time come, and she was like, you guys were really awesome. Why do you have a day job with us? Like, why don't you just do this? And I went, well,
doesn't pay the bills.
What do you think we made tonight? Let's be perfectly transparent.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know, $300? I'm like, $38. And she goes, each? And I went, did I say each? And she goes, oh. I'm like, that's why we push the t-shirts and the CDs at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And when somebody tells me they're just going to take it off Napster, I want to punch them in the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I got you.
And it's worse now.
It's worse now.
People tend now venues want a cut of the merch.
Really?
20%. That's why you see a lot of even major artists. They do a pop up in the parking lot the day before the show.
I got you. So wait, now that's splitting the merch. I got you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's crazy, right?
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is absolutely...
Like, nobody wants a Grover Kent pop-up. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? You're just sitting in that parking lot.
Hi, guys!
Me and the drummer like, buy a CD. Buy a CD. Are you sure you guys aren't vagrants?
Not particularly. I'm not.
I'm not really sure if I am.
I'm not 100% sure.
But so they're like, oh my God, the debut concert's going to be at this thing. So right. Like, okay, sure, why not? So they rush over to the outdoor venue. This guy stops and he's like, do you guys have a ticket?
Oh my God. And that guy is every security guard of every building that I've ever gone into. Even with the access passes.
Yeah, the hall pass.
Yeah. You know, you walk in trying to get to this room. Do you have an ID? Yeah, here. Do you have an appointment? No. Well, why not?
Because it's something broken. They call me.
Yeah. And I usually just tell them I'm not a normal repairman. So, no, I do not.
Yeah, I'm an outside contractor here for an emergency.
Yeah, that's usually where it goes. I said, usually it's your elevator lines at this point. Your elevator or fire alarms are down. And we're trying to fix them.
Yeah. Oh,
you can either let me in or not.
Or not, yeah.
It's not going to bother me either way.
It's not going to affect me at all. The implication is,
yeah, they might want you to let me in because their fire alarms are down.
Yeah.
They get charged every single day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big
good.
Money.
Good to know. Didn't know that. So the guy's like, Mizuki's like, I have a ticket. And he's like, just one ticket? And they're like, yeah, it's an emergency. They're like, fine, get in the back of the line. And they go to leave, and the one, and I guess, I think it's...
Koba, I think it was.
Either Koba or Kaido go, and they're like, yeah, I invoke, for all intents and purposes, the Shadow Proclamation.
Pretty much.
Like,
this
psychic,
portion of the
it's the psychic paper of Ultraman Mags. I invoke the Shadow Proclamation and the
order. Oh, well then, of course.
Castrovalva and blah, 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 blah. Ooh, so sorry, get in.
Exactly. And I sat there and I went, all right. I mean, I understand the security guard.
Right.
That's his job, stop weirdos from getting in.
Right.
Unless they have a ticket. Then the weirdos come in.
Unless they're the guys on stage.
Right. But for him to come out with this regulation, you're sitting there going, whether or not that's a real regulation,
I doubt. And then the guy's like, oh, of course. Like,
I doubt very highly it's a real regulation, but it worked. And yeah, that's the thing.
Like, he's like, I invoke blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, well, of course then. Like,
yeah,
like the
right
first,
away.
Like, the first thing, like, didn't call anybody. Like, the first thing they teach at security guard stadium school is like, look, if anyone invokes the Shadow Proclamation, you gotta
call
let
us.
You gotta let them in. You gotta. You can't even call. Just like they know what they're doing. Oh, all right, all right.
Trust me, I've been in enough buildings.
Like, just take his pen. Shadow Proclamation. Okay.
Oh, good. They always get somebody else involved.
Well, of course,
right away. Because then
you don't want it to be on you. Exactly.
Yeah, they're not responsible.
Yep. If I have a problem at work and I go, I would pass this. But let me go talk to someone who actually has the authority to pass this. Yeah. And I'll do it. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And then someone will be like, that's terrible. I'm like, no, I got fine confirmation that this is fine.
Exactly.
People will be like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'm as surprised as you are.
That's all it takes.
So,
somebody else to say good enough.
Yes, yeah, so it's good enough. Yep, that's fine. So they start playing. They got to run through the single before for the first show. Fine. It's normal. Got to do soundcheck.
Right.
And then the monsters, and then, of course, Dash shows up, and they're like, hey, you got to stop the show. And the singer and the captain start arguing. He's like, listen here, Pop. And then the monster shows
now,
up.
Now, did you see what I saw?
What?
The one guy with the CBGB t-shirt?
Yeah.
I was
the guitar.
Astounded.
Really? It's a big thing over there.
Is it really?
Oh, sure. It's a legendary thing. Also, everybody loves English.
No,
gotta love an English shirt. Gotta love an English landmark.
I got
Hard Rock. Remember Hard Rock
Cafe
shirts were big deal for a long time.
Yeah.
Till somebody was like, "It's a hamburger restaurant." You know, like,
not good either.
It's not
expensive,
great.
But not good.
It's not good. So, but the bass player, he looks over at when the monster shows up. The bass player is standing next to somebody, and that dude's got a lot of miles.
Yeah,
he looks like he's like at least
1,035.
It's our bass player. Give it up for Methuselah.
Exactly. He looked like he was way too old to be doing that.
He was like, it's going to break for me any minute. Any minute. If you want to see him, very inspirational slash super depressing documentary. It's Anvil, the story of Anvil.
Oh, good God.
And it's this Canadian, like, thrash band. And they were poised for greatness, and it just never happened. And they're still doing it. And, like...
All right. Hey, let's...
There's some really... And there's a lot of inspiration. Like, guys, like, I'm just going to keep doing it because it's in my blood and blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh, you're like 64. And you're like...
And you've got...
You're playing to like 9 people in Prague. Oh, and I feel terrible for you. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
And then he works like a real crappy job during the rest of the year to fund the European tour. And isn't it? Like, but... But gets to go to Prague. I mean, there is that.
There is
he that. He does go to place, you know. Still makes money in Japan, because of course. But like, yeah, if you get a chance to find that movie and watch it, it's absolutely worth
seeing. An hour and a half.
Yeah. That, like 100%.
Okay.
But I'm gonna see where it's. It's on Hulu right now,
you guys. Okay, there you go.
Yep, and, sorry, there was a burp happening.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, so if you have a Hulu subscription, you can watch it. It's apparently on the Roku channel, Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Amazon Prime, but I don't know if it's a buy. Free on Prime. I don't know if it's a free on Prime, yeah, exactly. No, because it's free with a trial of Paramount Plus. Really, you guys... Really, you guys?
I know.
Come on. Ooh, there's a Dio documentary. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Good God.
Come on. I didn't know this. There's a Geddy Lee documentary.
Like I said, I've seen the Kiss documentary, and I've seen some other documentary. I can't remember now.
Damn it, Paramount Plus, you're making me want to... I can't have another friggin' streaming
service. I know. That's why we got rid of Hulu and picked up Apple.
Oh, I'm thinking we're going to get rid of Netflix soon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand.
Because she really likes Max.
Yeah, Max is good. Max is good.
Oh, speaking of Max. So the monster lands, Ultraman Max shows up, conveniently.
Of course.
And they start duking it out. And then they take to the skies to avoid casualties on the ground.
Right.
And the monster's outflying Max like crazy. In fact, he does some sort of whippity-doo up there that... causes an explosion.
Sure. The only way I could figure that
made
out.
Made the air too hot?
That was the only thing I could figure out. That's exactly where he's going so fast, he's causing so much friction that all of a sudden the air
and
just
And he
decides.
Turned it to nighttime. Did you notice?
I saw that as well. And I'm sitting there going, he did that because stop, brain stop.
Yeah. So anyway, fine, whatever. So they start playing, their captain's like, you gotta play again. So we start the single again, and the band's playing, and the monster's like, oh, I'm so aggravated, and allows Ultraman to deliver the finishing blow.
Of course.
Right. And then okay, fine. And, the episode ends with the captain jamming out in the...
to this particular band.
Right.
Because now, of course, he does.
I wondered if this was like, they were trying to promote this band, and they're like, we want the kids to like it, so let's put it on Ultraman, and then...
That's why I
asked you... It screams synergy.
Well, the problem I would have with that would be, you would think that they would get a more popular band.
No, you want a group that's up and coming... You got to promote this up and coming.
As they're going up.
So you're promoting a band that's up and coming. How can we promote our up and coming band? Oh, we'll put them on a popular kids show and like, shabam, there you go.
I gotcha. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it didn't really cause anything.
Exactly. I had a couple of notes. There's a scene where they're running away and a guy falls and hits his head. It looks like real hard.
It hurt.
Right?
It looked like it hurt.
Like, I swear I heard it go doink. And I was like, oh!
And that's the thing you notice in these older series pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Is there's lots of people.
Yeah.
And especially for a Japanese TV show, you got to figure they're not really paying those people.
Who knows?
I don't know what the deal is.
I doubt it.
In crowd scenes,
I don't think they do.
Crowd scenes in the United States, you pay everybody.
That's right.
I don't know what the deal is in the in Japan.
I don't think so. Really, but I'll look it up.
No, it's not that important.
I also noticed that there's a lot of acting into the camera in this episode.
That I noticed that it's all right at the camera.
Because they're all looking at monitors. So they're like looking at monitors and they're acting at the, you know, because they're looking at monitors, or they're looking at the, you know, Dick Tracy wristwatch camera and looking at each other, which I get, that's fine.
But it's just weird. And, you know, every once in a while when you have the nice conversation, it gives you a different perspective. Right. But having the perspective of right in your face every single time, it gets annoying.
It really does.
And I didn't particularly like it. But I didn't direct the episode either, so what can I do?
I also noticed, I made a notice that the monster and the captain have the same taste in music.
Go ahead, what do you got?
10 things not to do in Tokyo? No.
What? I look confused again.
Yeah, no, it's not. There's an article from Gaijin Pot blog, what it's like to work on a Japanese movie set.
All right.
But, like, that's...
That's about as far as it goes.
Well, there's a lot. Expect unfavorable conditions.
That's just working on a movie set at all.
Yeah.
I get that. You're going to have to deal with whatever the temperature is.
Right.
Because they got to shoot that day. They've got whatever they've got blocked off. You're shooting that day, whatever the weather is.
But I think that's funny. It says, by the way, this gentleman's name or lady's name is Kelsey, could be a guy, Kelsey Grammer, could be. Anyway. Luzinger, which also sounds like an Ultraman monster. Luzinger.
Oh, you didn't even... You know what? Let me look that up now, because you didn't give the actual monster name.
Yeah, Hallen.
Oh, yeah, Hallen, yes.
We're going to get to him in a second. Fine. But after we got our call that our applications had been chosen to be in the crowd, the excitement began. However, it wasn't the glamorous experience you see on behind-the-scenes TV shows. We met a casting manager and a few dozen other foreigners at Shinjuku Station at 11 p.m.
Okay.
Little did we know, we would not return to Shinjuku until 11 p.m. the following day. We were loaded on a bus and headed up to Tochigi, a rural town north of Tokyo. That morning, all 50 of us took a nap on the bus for waiting for our 5 a.m. announcement to start hair and makeup. God. I'm going to read the hell out of this.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, did you, before, let's do Hallen first. 62 meters tall, 38,000 tons, nice and light. This is his only appearance. Planet Earth. His motif is based on a raven.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll buy that.
I'd really love to know, like, if...
What?
I'd really love to know if, like, this band...
Really
was...
Exists.
It was a real band, or it's just like, hey, can Loudness play? But it didn't look like Loudness, because I know what they look like, so it didn't. There's no real trivia other than he was modified from Lidoris, and his flight speed rivals that of the Grumman F-14 Tomcat fighter jet.
No, because I just looked it up as we were starting the episode.
Yeah.
The fastest jet that they have is a test jet that goes Mach 9.6.
Wow.
And this thing is supposed to be able to go more than 10.
Right, okay.
So it's faster than anything we have as of now, even.
Fair enough. All right. So we're going to be right back with another episode of Ultraman Max right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Pat farted during the break.
Yes, I certainly did. So. Didn't want to be loud about it, but okay.
Well, that was the thing. It wasn't a loud one, but boy, howdy.
Sorry.
Did you make yourself known? So, this one is going to be called Zetton's Daughter.
Right.
And this is the 13th episode of Ultraman Max, September 24th, 2005. March 7th, 2017 in the U.S.
Okay.
Takeshi Yagi is our director, Shozo Ushizawa is our writer, and Kenji Suzuki is our special effects director.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Natsumi Oda visits the base with a message from alien Zaytan, who she claims is her father.
Crackpot.
The message...
There are so many questions.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
But go ahead.
The message that the monster Zaytan will kill Ultraman Matt.
Yes.
We've heard it before.
Well,
here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh my god, Zaytan. You guys, dude, you're familiar with it. Has there been an Ultra... Has it been established there's been an Ultraman in this universe already?
In this episode?
I guess, yeah.
Because...
No, I don't mean the new guy. I mean...
They didn't establish that. Okay. No, they didn't establish that. Now, could it be that we didn't know about it? Sure. But here's the thing I had a problem with.
Sure.
There's a couple different things.
Yeah, plenty.
Now, they're saying that there are 32 satellites circling the Earth.
Yes, sir.
That give you full coverage of the Earth.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And I said this exactly to Zach as well. Satellites can't stay over the poles at all.
Magnetism?
No.
No, they won't be able to...
Right. There's not enough motion for them to stay over the poles.
Right, okay.
The poles, amazingly, spin in place.
Right, yeah,
that's why they're called poles.
Right.
The furthest they... furthest north they can go is about the Arctic-Antarctic Circle.
Okay.
So to have a satellite hovering over the poles is... almost impossible.
Could you do some sort of weird geosynchronous, stationary?
Can't do stationary because gravity. Can't do geosynchronous because it's not moving.
Good point.
It's staying in place.
Okay. Could it be astrosynchronous? It stays in place in space? Alright, fine.
Now, you can have satellites as far as the Arctic and Antarctic Circle, sure. Anywhere in between, right. I'll buy all of that. Once you say at the poles, it's where it stops for me.
Okay. I'll go so far as to say, I didn't even notice that flaw.
That was the
I was too busy looking at Natty.
Yes.
That is a
very attractive young lady.
Strikingly beautiful woman.
Like, very attractive young lady.
I'm like, what are you doing on a TV show? Like, you should be in a museum where people go, my God, she's beautiful. Here's $10. Like, I wanted, my eyes sent me thank you notes for just looking at her. Like,
she was
very noticed that, like, just when
she was striking.
Just stupefyingly good looking.
Yes.
She shows up, she starts talking to the guards at the gate.
Right.
Guards at the gate, another great idea. It's not like the original Science Patrol office. They're just walk in and out, taking the copiers, whatever. Didn't we used to have a desk here in reception? Wow. That's what happened when you don't lock the door.
What happened? What?
Yeah. So she says she wants to see Professor Yukari, and she says that she is Zaytan's daughter. And the professor's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I know you from when you're a little girl.
Right.
Okay.
Sure, but she's a psychic.
Cause.
Yeah, she said, well, she used to be a psychic girl, but it seemed to wear off at some point. As it does.
Yeah,
because puberty wrecks all the psychics. I used to pick horses like crazy. All the time. Can't snap my fingers since I put that glue on it. Okay, fine. Whatever. Dash is like, well, if Zetton's actually coming, we should prepare for an attack.
Yes.
But then Zetton actually does send a message. Hey, tell Max to prepare to die.
And
rude.
Yeah. And somehow, Ellie is the only one that can translate it. Now, okay, fine.
Yeah, sure.
She's an android. She's got more information than everybody else put together.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thin logic? Yes.
Sure.
But I'll buy it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Not much.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the other thing I wanted to mention was them driving through the tunnel to get from Mac's headquarters to the city.
Right.
So, guards at the front gate, we have a nice giant tunnel you can drive up anytime.
But, like, probably the garage is closed. I mean, like, here's the thing. They've got that. Here's another thing.
Go ahead. They were the only one on the tunnel.
Well, not only that.
Okay.
You can close the road. Also, it was shot at night, so who knows. But the place is in the middle of the water.
Yes.
How did the lady get there? And where does the outside of that take? Is that, are they at, maybe the doc, like the professor and,
they brought her across in the boat that we didn't see.
But there's no patio. There's nothing. There's nowhere for a guard to stand out there. What I'm saying is maybe where the professor works,
right,
where Rectangular Hayata General works is on land.
No.
Give me a second. Let me try to work this out. Because, and then Dash can go there, or they go to Dash when they show up at the headquarters, like we know, and they're like, oh, we found this. Like, because we're here from land. Or they take the tunnel. I don't know.
Like I said, them driving through the tunnel, no security anywhere that I could see.
Right.
Okay. Nobody else is going to think of driving through the tunnel. Right. But I'll buy the fact that there is a tunnel going to a building because I've done it. Okay, fine. I'm also buying the fact that there is a boat that we didn't see that went from the guard desk to the headquarters because that's the only way they're getting there. Like you said,
that's what I'm
there's
saying,
no
Mike,
bridge.
What if the location that the doctor works at is a coastal location, right? So she goes there. That's the Earth Defense Force or whatever it's called. And then when they called...
It'd be cheaper for a boat.
Yeah, fine. What I'm saying is...
Could it be possible?
Dude, yes. They got hovercrafts. They got all sorts of stuff. I'm not worried about that. Apparently, and also an unlimited budget for all sorts of crap. But, like, the only thing that you don't see is the pneumatic tube that they get into. They go, you're going to get shot into some other building, you know. It's like, oh, is this?
Yes.
Yeah. It's, hey, you know, it's Meatloaf Day at the cafeteria on the land base. Great. They all go out there.
And you're right. We have to buy the suspension of
it's
this.
It's
got to
be two different locations. It has to be. It has to be. There's nothing. Unless we only see it from the front and there's a boat dock in the back.
You don't that know that there's not.
Two guys with rifles, but I don't think it is. Regardless.
You don't know that it's not, but anyway.
Yeah. So Kaido and Mizuki investigate the location that the signal came from.
Right.
On the way there, they see Natsumi get hit by a truck. And when I say hit by a truck...
It really looked like the truck actually...
Like ran her over.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there going, holy criminy.
So not only does that guy not stop...
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just laying in the road and they're like, all right, we'll get her to a hospital. Just pick her up. Because that's the first thing you want to do to an accident victim is
pick them up,
shake them around a lot. I'm like,
oh, God.
Make sure to disconnect any spinal nerves that are still going.
Still working.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Then they put her in a flying car and take her to a hospital.
And that was the other thing I saw.
Great.
That car that turns into a jet.
Yeah.
Because?
Yeah.
Because. Right.
Science, duh.
Duh. Duh. Yeah, you're right. Duh.
You tell me the planes can't hover. They got a car that turns into a VTOL aircraft. The planes can hover fine, I'm sure. So anyway, they investigate her personal life. They find out her mother passed away when she was about 14 and that she helps the elderly in the neighborhood. That night, Natsumi wakes up to Zetonian.
Right.
And he tells her that Zeton nano DNA is inside of her, right? And then it takes over. She infiltrates Base Titan and attacks Ellie, but is confronted by the team.
Right.
She attacks him with a lightsaber. Sure.
Which?
Trademark.
Yeah.
You can use a laser sword. You just can't call it a lightsaber.
Oh.
It's true. You can
say it's a laser sword.
Laser sword.
Those are just plain words.
Plasma katana.
Right. Those are just plain words and not the trademark lightsaber.
That's right.
I gotcha.
Plasma katana sounds cool. Yeah, that's my next band right there. So,
and what the Zetton said, and this is where my brain really went crazy.
Okay, hit me.
He implanted DNA
10,000 years ago.
10,000 years ago.
Right.
And through the generations, it has grown. Mm-hmm. So now it can take control of her.
Sure. Are you, well, Pat, I don't see a degree in Zetonian DNA.
You know what?
Zetonian, 100% Zetonian right. genetics.
I don't
anywhere
know
on this wall behind you, which is in my house, so why would it be here? But that's beside the point.
I don't know Zetonian DNA,
that's
how
right.
it works.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Sure. Sure.
God.
So, the three surveillance satellites are also destroyed as the kaiju comes towards Earth.
And shockingly, it's the three that are over East Asia. Hmm.
Yeah.
Wonder how that works.
I get it so bad. I'm telling you. they cut her, and then they find her again. The cut has been healed up.
Yes.
Now, when she went to the hospital, Kaido gave her blood.
Yes.
Which allowed her to infiltrate the headquarters by apparently mimicking his...
speech and eyes and fingerprints.
Sure. Fine, it's alien DNA. Do what the script needs to do.
That's exactly right. 100%
fine.
And when Zach was sitting there going, "That doesn't work, does it?" I said, "And I said the same."
Did you turn around? I don't see a Zetonian genetics.
I said the same exact thing. I said, "You don't know alien DNA." He's like, "Okay, so science, right?"
Yeah,
yes,
science.
Exactly. Science, exactly.
Yep.
And that was the other thing that I have to really point out that Zach pointed out.
Right.
Winch. As it's night, she's up. She's jumping over the buildings.
Yeah, that's a Japanese ninja trope.
Right.
They're like, they just sort of like move very quick and.
And he said, "So that's your alien science, right?"
Sure.
I said, "Yes, absolutely, sure. Yes, because you don't know that that
that's
can't
right.
work
you,
that
you,
way."
She's also some sort of space ninja. I mean, like, what do you want?
And he's like, "Okay,
yeah.
Enough.
So you gotta look." The older we get and the more we learn,
the more you have to suspend.
The harder that things are to watch and just enjoy.
Yes.
Because, especially with a show like ours, is that because we take the piss out of stuff and it's fine. But, like, we purposely pick on, like, little things like that.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. It's true. Sometimes you just gotta go, it's just, like,
it's
Mr.
Science
Theater says, it's just the show. I should really just relax. So, anyhow, now, of course, Natsumi is unaware of what's happening, but then Zetton appears. Kaido runs off and transforms as the monster just starts belching fireballs all over.
Everywhere. It's so good.
You know, and I didn't mention it in the last episode where the Holland guy, the guy in the suit.
Yep.
Every time they shoot at it, he just has this like, what?
What? He jumps right
he
out of the way.
Dodging,
super quickly.
And it's super like... It just has such a, like, hey, nope.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get, oh, no, too quick, too slow, gotta go, up high, no high.
And it's basically, he's the matador for you.
Right, yeah, it's pretty
he
great.
He can avoid anything
yeah.
you can throw at him, because he's a super fast matador.
A lot of fun.
All right, good enough.
So, Zetton, and then the Zetton monster's like, oh, well, the Zetton shutter is,
It's the shield that he can create
right. and you're
around
like,
his
what is the Zetton shutter? I don't think they ever called it that before,
no.
but...
It's the shield.
Yeah.
And I was fine.
Yeah.
You want to call it a shutter? Okay, fine. Whatever. Oh.
Yeah. He basically beats the crap out of Ultraman Max. And his color timer is blinking. He uses the Max Cannon to try to destroy him. But, of course, the shutter comes up. And just as Max was about to break the shutter, he collapsed.
Loses all of his power.
Energy. Yeah. Then he's on the point of getting killed when a new Ultraman arrives, Ultraman Zenon.
Now, is there actually an Ultraman Zenon? Zach wants to know first.
Yes, sir. Well, why wouldn't there be? Like, he showed up.
No.
Oh, is there a show?
A show.
No, there isn't a show.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Zenon, of course, is no match for Zetton either. But summons the Max Galaxy for the titular Ultra.
Is that what
Using
it
its power, he destroys the monster. But Zenon warns Max that four space fighters have infiltrated Earth and then leaves.
Right.
You don't want to stay and help? What the hell, dude?
Nope.
Maybe I can use a hell. Okay, go.
What confused me again. Okay. This Zenon shows up. gathers his power,
right,
gives it to Max as a bracelet,
right,
which then becomes a little bit of a sword kind of shieldy thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then shoots even more power because the combination of the power is what breaks through the shield.
Maybe, sure. Could be.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? That science is good enough for me.
True. Yeah.
That science of the two combination is what breaks through the shield. Okay.
Meanwhile, back at Dash, Ellie has footage from the destroyed satellites revealing four space fighters. The episode ends with Natsumi staring up into space. So we have a thread. We have an arc.
We have an arc here that they're going to use going forward. You can see it happen.
You know, yes, one of my favorite Ellie moments is in one of these two episodes. I think it was the last one
where she sat
and goes, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. And then they show her recharging, reading a book. I'm like, that is top notch.
That was a nice payoff.
That not low on power. God, I'm hungry. And then she's done, she's like,
that's much better.
Like she just got done at the buffet. Like, that was wonderful.
Yeah.
So, two good episodes.
Yes.
The next one's going to... Oh, we got to do... did a Zetton. We
know Zetton.
We have to do Zetton.
And that's what I told Zach, too. I said, if you really wanted to see Zetton on the original Ultraman,
yeah, watch he's the first
in
one.
There.
He's the last, yeah. He's the he's not really the Joker. He's who killed Batman? I forget.
I thought it was the Joker. No?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. He is the nemesis, but he is the master as opposed to the Baltans, which are like the Daleks.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
so. But yeah, so rate, review, and subscribe. Do you have any recommendations?
I did have one. What did I just watch?
Get up on it.
Yeah, I'm losing my ever loving mind. I just watched something this week. Oh, I have a non recommendation. Never watch. If at all, you can't avoid it.
Oh, I don't know, Pat. Sometimes I get held down on my couch, and they're like, you're going to watch this.
May, December, with Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman, I had heard so many good things that I decided I was going to watch it.
Right.
I could not have been bored more.
Okay. That's something.
And we've seen bad movies. I would tell people, avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
Don't lose that much time of your life.
To paraphrase Monty Python, it is not a movie for watching. It's a movie for laying down and avoiding.
Yes. Yes. You're 100% right.
And I'm gonna recommend The Marvels. Because it's real good, you guys. Everything's going to be like, well, and you don't have to... just kid your girls and you don't like it and it's, it doesn't have any it's good. It's a good movie, you guys.
It's fun.
Yeah. I said that on a Reddit board once. I was like, it looks like it's a fun movie. And I got my ass reamed up. Like,
really?
Oh, I don't watch these movies because they're fun. They got to have good action. Well, I'm like, dude, you're
not allowed to go to the movies to have fun.
No, none of that. It all has to be very serious. This is, and I quote, With capitals, very serious. But VSB, very serious business.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm like, come on, man.
I go to the movies to have a good time.
Right.
It's really just about it.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you cry. Sometimes you laugh. Sometimes you end up feeling real bummed out at the end. But it's to experience emotions and enjoy what's going on and follow a story.
And I did enjoy the Marvels.
Yeah, me too.
Vastly.
Yeah.
Really did.
Well, Pat, we are part of the woke mob, of course. So, anyway, the Suicide Prevention Helpline is 988-TALK or text.
There for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The world is better with you in it. So, on behalf of the Science Patrol, I am Rich Connors.
I'm Pat Rooney.
Sally Forth, you guys.
Take care, everybody.
Bring back pop.
Music for this podcast is provided by Terminal Sunburn. Visit terminalsunburn.bandcamp.com. Post-production by Casey Kittle for Faces for Radio Productions. Visit us on the web at ultramanpodcast.com or find us on Facebook. Our email address is ultramanpodcast@gmail.com. The Science Patrol can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever else you find your podcasts. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, for the Science Patrol, I'm Gretchen Brooks from the Kaiju Cast.